they had a couple friends over and they were dragging some sleds around our driveway. And I thought, you know, if I was a good dad,
welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Scott, I'm thinking we're going to need to start this a little bit differently today. Because, you know how like they, I don't know if they still do this now. They don't say this anymore because, you know, we're in a pandemic. But you know how they say filmed in front of a live studio audience?
Yes.
Well, you know, I'm out here in the barn and right above me, my temporary residents are my son Ike and his wife Carolyn, who've been here for a couple months and as they're working on their house. And so I do feel a little bit like I'm recording this in front of a live studio audience. So I thought maybe you could start all over and say, it's a Family Man Show, you know, record it in front of a live studio audience. Could you do that? And then say, hey, Todd, how's it going? Okay, just see if you can do it.
It's the Family Man Show, recorded in front of a live studio audience. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
It's going great, Scott. You know, last time we talked, we recorded this a day early because I was going to go have my teeth reconfigured. You know, I was going to have the old temporaries pulled out and the permanents put in.
All right, smile big so everybody can see.
They're not beautiful. Nothing changed. Nothing changed. They did not put in my permanent teeth. I was mistaken because what they did is they took out these temporary teeth. They took lots of impressions and molds and put in new temporary teeth. And then next time, hopefully, I'll be getting my permanent ones put in. But they were a little concerned or troubled because the tooth that they had pulled out had not healed properly. It was not. And so they did, you know, when you go to the dentist, dentists are liars. They don't, I mean, not, I know some of my friends are dentists and relatives are dentists. Not that they lie to you like, oh, this is going to be cheap, even though they do sometimes say that. But they're like magicians. They're masters of deception. You know, like how they, before they numb you, they like pass this giant syringe under your chin so you can't see it. And then they kind of block you and then, you know,
yep.
So they talk in code. Oh, we got an abscess on A3, you know, we're going to have to, you know, whatever. But they were like, oh, man, I don't know why that's not healed because it's been 2 months. And they said, we're going to have to. He said, I guess we're going to have to initiate healing. And I'm like, initiate healing? You know, what does that mean? Well, that means that they re-injure you and scrape it up. And I could feel them scraping on the bone, trying to get it going again. But so if you think about it, I know it. But it wasn't too painful because, I was pretty numbed up. But I was kind of swollen. I'm still just a week later. I think it's almost all gone. But in an area where they just did one little crown-like thing, I look like, my wife said I look like a resident of Whoville, because like my lip was swollen like into my nose. So you know how they have that kind of nose thing going? Yeah. That's how I looked. But so if you remember to pray, would you pray that that spot that they yanked out a tooth 2 months ago would just heal over so we could move on?
Amen, brother.
So anyway, hey, you know, it's been a while since we've had a news-related item that I had one that I was going to, we were going to talk about, and one that we were just going to just comment on. I saw one last week, and I'd been saving it, but then I can't find it now. But it just said, a new study shows that involved dads make a difference.
Wow, that took some effort.
I know it. I mean, like, how much money do they spend on these things? I mean, is this like shockaroo? Of course, dads make a difference.
Like, new study shows that breathing extends your lifespan.
Exactly. But this was the news that, I mean, this is what this is where we're headed in this crazy world of ours. This was on NBC News. It says, this just came out a couple days ago, yesterday. It says, can I read it in my news voice? Target has joined several other retailers in dropping a Thailand-based company's coconut products following allegation that its farms use monkey labor. Exactly. And they have this picture of this monkey sitting on this branch in the jungle holding a coconut. It says Target will no longer carry Choacoa coconut products in its stores amid allegations that its manufacturers continue to use monkey labor in its coconut farms in Thailand. Target confirmed to NBC News Tuesday. The retailer said it pulled the product from its shelves last year, but the People for the Ethical Treatments of Animals, which stands for stupid, said, we believe in the humane treatment of treatment of animals, and expect those who do business with us to do the same. Target said, we take seriously the claims made against this Choacoa. And given they were unable to sufficiently address the concerns raised, we made the decision to remove their products from the assortment in November 2020. It goes on because PETA alleged last year that its investigators found young monkeys were chained and trained to pick coconuts at multiple farms in South Asian countries and whatever. And then then it goes this. This is in quotes because this is the terrified young monkeys are forced to perform frustrating and difficult tasks, such as twisting heavy coconuts until they fall off the tree from a great height.
They don't do that naturally.
They're monkeys. Yeah. They climb trees and pull coconuts off trees. I don't know.
I'm of two minds about this. Like, part of me feels like, well, wasn't that the goal all along, that we'd eventually train monkeys to do things that we didn't want to do?
Exactly. I mean, I'm thinking about replacing Scott with a monkey.
There you go. And my other thought, though, won't please you so much then, because I feel some sympathy. If you've seen what's that documentary on Netflix called Blackfish, about Tilikum, the killer whale that killed that one lady and had been violent and all that because it had been abused. And all this stuff. It basically was the documentary that sank SeaWorld permanently and, caused a big deal to get rid of using killer whales in shows, because they're nice out in the wild. They don't ever kill anybody, apparently. And so I think, monkeys are basically, it's the same thing. We've been abusing them. And if only, they would rise up and kill somebody, then they'd be freed. But since they can't do that, they don't get the press that the big killer will.
So this could potentially be like a Planet of the Apes.
That's right, man. That was a really drawn out attempt at being funny.
I know it. It's just like, it just makes me crazy, crazy. What are they going to do next? Like worms? They're not going to let worms be a part of fishing?
I don't know, but I smell a Bernie meme with.
I know, I saw the
Bernie Sanders sitting in his chair with his mittens and a bunch of monkeys around him.
There you go, or maybe he could pick the coconuts.
I don't think he would do that.
I know it. They politicians, they don't really do anything. So anyway. Hey Scott, we're gonna do something right now that I don't think I've ever done on this show before. I don't know if you remember this because this was a whole week ago. But last week I had mentioned that I had driven by a Long John Silver's and it was closed, and I was like, I said, we should write a song about it. Remember?
Yeah.
Does any of this sound familiar? Yes.
I didn't write a song, but I do remember you saying that.
Well, Howard, my good friend Howard, who listens to us once a week, while he and his wife are laying in bed, which I always feel a little uncomfortable even saying that. But Howard took up the challenge. He didn't write the whole song, but he wrote a chorus. Now, I changed it just a little bit just because I had this whole thing. But I'm going to sing this whole song that I wrote, and it is to the tune, Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer.
All right. That's one of my favorites.
And this is this. Now, it's kind of a lengthy thing, so get comfortable.
All righty.
Also got to start in the right tune. Long John Silver's got shut down by COVID. I remember 2020 as the year Now we get our grease again from Crisco. I'd like to stick old COVID in its ear. We'd been going on the first snow since the kids were very young. It may not be the best choice, but it's mighty tasty on the tongue. There's just something about the batter. Fried and oh so very good. It could be chicken, fish, or cardboard, but never could you call it a real food. Long John Silver's got shut down by COVID. I remember 2020 as a year. Now we get our grease again from Crisco. I'd like to stick old COVID in their ear. Then one day my wife and I were driving past old Long John's in the snow. Can you hear that kind of country twang going?
Very nice.
The place was closed and empty. I knew then we would never, ever go. My heart was feeling heavy. Our tradition was no more. The malt vinegar that I love so, I would never, ever, ever, ever pour. Long John Silver's got shut down by COVID. I remember 2020 as the year. Now we get our grease again from Crisco. I'd like to stick old COVID in their ear. Here's the moral of the story. Traditions come and go. It's important that you have some. If you don't, then you might be a bum. So when traditions are ruined by a pandemic or a cloud, go out and make a new one. They're gifts to dads and moms and kids from God. Long John Silver's got shut down by COVID. I remember 2020 as the year. Now we get our grease again from Crisco. I'd like to stick old COVID in their ear. Now we get our grease again from Crisco. I'd like to stick old COVID in their ear. And that was, that chorus was from Howard. Who got me started, and there you go. Maybe next Christmas when it gets close to that, or before that first snow, maybe we'll, you know, do something a little more special with it.
I got to say.
What do you think, Scott?
That was just awful.
Something.
Bravo. Howard's part was great. I liked Howard's part.
Yeah, it was good. I thought it was just kind of a sad story.
Yes.
But you got to kind of know. See, you got to know Long John Silver's malt vinegar. That's why we all go, you know, the batter. Yeah. So there you go.
My monkeys are crying.
Oh, we should have some monkey sounds in there.
No, that's a howler monkey. Flying monkeys. And they freak me out. Why can't they just use flying monkeys to chain those things up? That'll be fine.
Sorry. I think that's a very reasonable thing. I still like the Bernie Sanders idea, though. Okay. Talking about traditions and, you know, we're still kind of in the end of winter. So there's still plenty of winter left to do. We've got just a little bit of snow. And I was reminded again last night, my kids said they had a couple friends over and they were dragging some sleds around our driveway. And I thought, you know, if I was a good dad, I would do what I did a couple years ago when the snow was a lot fuller or thicker. I would drag them around the driveway behind the car because I know it sounds dangerous, but it's not. But it is a lot of fun. But there may be some other things that, you know, as a dad, you should be planning for some traditions. I don't know what you can go ice skating, you know, skiing, or maybe some other winter fun thing that you need to do before time's up because, you know, it won't be long before we're into spring. I can't wait. But any opportunities that you might have had over the winter will be gone. And just to let you know, we're going to be in a couple places that you can start planning for family winter camp. If you're not in a place that has a lot of snow or doesn't have any snow, you could join me next year. Actually, it's this year on the second to last day of the year, December 30th through January the 2nd. We're going to be up in Wisconsin. Westboro, I think that's the name of the town, at Forest Springs. You can look it up. Forest Springs for a few days of family winter camp. It's going to be lots of fun. They have skiing. And I know John Tyler Carlson, who sponsored our show one time, he was up there twice. They have sledding, or they have tubing, which is amazing. They pull the tube up the hill and They, like I said, they have skiing. They had curling, which was kind of fun, and ice skating and all the other. They, one year they had dog sledding. So it's just a lot of fun. Speaking of other camps, if you're not a winter person, I'm going to be speaking at a camp on July 1st through the 6th over 4th of July. And somewhere in Nebraska out there on Highway 180, maybe it's 90. It's either on 80 or 90.
Park the RV somewhere along Highway 180. And
no, it's just right out there. I think it's on 80. I-80. And it's called Maranatha. It's a great camp. Lots of fun. And then we're planning to be at a camp in August. I've never been at. It's called Cedar Bay. It's near Mackinac, the bridge that goes over. You know, I've never been across the bridge. I've never been to the island, but it's just beyond that on the shores of Lake Superior. I think that's the lake. But it should be a lot of fun. So, sounds like a good time.
Awesome.
Well, right now, my wife is gone for a couple days. She was part of my Christmas present was a little R&R where she got to spend a couple nights away. And
I thought it was part of your Christmas present that she leave.
No. I just wanted to give her a little break because I know sometimes after Christmas you're feeling a little overwhelmed and. And so
this was your gift to her, not her gift.
My gift to her.
Got it.
I'm thinking because I've been talking to her, how she just sounds like a new person. I mean, she sounds refreshed. She sounds smiley. She sounds, re-energized. Maybe your wife needs the same thing. I'm speaking at an event on March 5th and 6th in St. Louis. It's called Ignite Women. It's the Ignite family, part of that group that used to be, I think it was Women of Faith, but they've got a whole bunch of speakers. It's going to be a great time. She gets to stay in a hotel a couple nights. And dads, if your wife is feeling a little unfocused about family or mothering or being a wife or just being a woman of God, it might be just the ticket. Again, that's March 5th and 6th. You can get more information if you just type in ignite something. You have to type in ignite something. Ignite Women, March 5th and 6th. You'll find it. But, you know, it's been a long couple days. We've been working on some projects, trying to get some things taken care of before Debbie gets home. And I've even been doing the homeschooling. And, you know, my kids kind of think that, oh, Dad's doing school. We won't have to do anything. And they are kind of right. Because I don't know, Scott, have you ever like done the homeschooling in your family like for a yes. day or so?
Oh,
so
you've more done. Than that. And it's rather lame usually when I do it. They learn a little bit. Exactly. And then my wife comes home and is like, what did you do? I'm like,
Dad said we didn't have to. Yeah, well, I'm trying to do what she said, what Debbie lined up for me. But there are just some things that are stupid. You know, do you ever remember school as being stupid, Scott?
All the time.
I mean, just like if I were to, you probably could because you're probably a good student. But if I like the math, I mean, I'm helping my son in math, which is like maybe it's algebra, pre-algebra. I don't know. But I can't do it. I mean, it's like solve a fraction for X. You know, I just cannot do it.
Oh, well, that's the fun of homeschooling is having to learn algebra all over again.
And my wife's good at math. So I'm like, you're going to have to just wait. Sorry, bud. And do what you can. You got any adding in there? I can add multiplication. I'm a whiz, but I just can't solve for X or do anything with fractions. But part of the lesson was we had to watch a little writing video. Where I don't even know who the guy is, but he has like maybe a 10-minute lesson on a part of speech, you know. And I mean, like yesterday we did hyperbole. Now, I'm not going to embarrass you and say, Scott, tell me what a hyperbole is. Now, you might know already.
Extreme exaggeration.
Boom. You got it. I had no idea. I just didn't know. You know,
I used that a lot in our house.
I've told you 10 million times to bring in the garbage. Yes. Well, you know, why I can understand. Why do they call something that is an exaggeration? Why do they have to give it a term like hyperbole?
That's a good question.
And why don't they just say, hey, this is an exaggeration? My whole theory is they need to have something that people can teach, you know, and that we can take a test on. Because it's like it's totally obvious, you know, like, oh, he weighed a ton. Well, he didn't really weigh 2,000 pounds, you know, but, and then you have to do a whole lesson on it. It's just stupid. So anyway, well, I think we've covered.
Glad you got that off your chest.
I am. But I still have to do another school day today. So, and tomorrow. So we'll see how that goes. We're covering something else. What was the English lesson or the writing lesson today?
We always do a lot of reading when I'm doing the homeschooling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, kids, let's read Lord of the Rings again.
Dad, you do that every time. I know. Today we're going to watch television. Yeah. So we've covered a lot. We've covered monkeys and I sang a song and I ranted and raved about stupid hyperbole for a million minutes.
Not our worst show ever.
But we can see it from here. Oh, dad. Well, you know, studies show that involved dads are good.
And trained monkeys will rise up and kill you if you abuse them enough.
There you go. Well, hey, how about we just close it out there? Dad, I just thank you so much for wasting 30 minutes of your life with us today. You know, being a dad's not easy, but it is good. It is worth it. And I hope you stay encouraged because you should be encouraged. Maybe experience one of those winter traditions this week. If you haven't, make it happen. Or just encourage your wife. You know, this would be a great time to pick up some of those cheap flowers at Walmart or Aldi. Aldi's even cheaper. And just to get them for your wife just because. Maybe that's as good as sending her away for a couple days. Not really. But it's not a bad place to start. Well, have a great week, Dad. Don't forget, you to Dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.
You know, ready? Well, here comes one of my live studio audience coming down, clapping.
I'm ready for this new thing.
Okay, ready?